Dear people who keep company with God, let's all sit over in the Amen corner. Amen. We know and use this word in our language of prayer, worship, and fellowship. Sometimes we use it almost automatically without thinking, and there are times when we speak it from our heart. I had a day that transcended my understanding and use of the word. First, let me tell you a little about the word so you will better understand where I'm coming from. There are many ways Amen is used in the Bible, but it is used mainly to acknowledge agreement with what God has spoken, done, or will do. A fine example of this is found in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, Amen, to the glory of God through us. Sometimes the word is used with the anticipation of future good and blessing coming our way. Revelation 1:7 brings this out. Behold, He is coming with clouds, and every eye will see Him, even they who pierced Him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of Him. Even so, Amen. Literally, it means true, faithful, certain, verily, truly, so be it, let it be, so it is or shall be, or I agree. It confirms the truth of anything that pertains to God. The essence of the word is stability, steadfastness, and dependability. Here is where it got personal for me. We can say, Amen to all of God's words and workings that have personally touched and shaped our lives. This can be challenging since it includes the success and sweet times along with the troubled, suffering, and disappointing times. While praying, I began to have memories of my life going all the way back to my early childhood. Some of the memories were sweet and some not so much. In my heart, I knew the Father was reminding me of these things. I would have a memory. Then an unusual pause took place. It was as if the Father was saying, "What about that?" I found myself saying, "Amen to that." Here are a few examples of things the Father reminded me of. I remembered growing up in a poor family. I remembered the first time I felt shame from being poor. I remembered jobs, schools, and churches. I remembered times of success and failure. I remembered friends. I remembered those who had been loyal and not so loyal, and vice versa. I remembered experiencing moves of the Holy Spirit. I remembered the loss of a child, the birth of three children, grandchildren, the miscarriage of grandchildren. I remembered times of favor and times of being brought low. I remembered my spiritual fathers and people who have influenced me. I remembered my wife, parents, siblings, and on it went. Each time I would have a memory and say, "Amen to that." It was like a spiritual transaction was taking place. I felt healing and liberty deep within my heart. I was freed to let go, let God have it, and continue on in my journey with Him. I spent my entire day remembering and saying, "Amen to that." My Amen day was a day of total surrender. It was a day of letting go and believing that the Father's hand had been upon my entire life, even in my worst moments. I saw a collage of my life emerging. I knew He was redeeming it all, making everything beautiful. Everything was being used to serve and transform me into His image. God remembered me. A heart full of Amen is true freedom. I believe the best is in front of us. Amen to that. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.